This is WFYI News Now. It's October 25th, and I'm Abrianna Heron. Coming up, maternal health advocates say doulas can educate patients and help prevent pregnancy-related deaths.
There are a lot of people, especially people of color, especially Black birthing people, who do not realize that they have a voice in this process.
But first, these headlines. Dozens of U.S. states, including Indiana, are suing Meta platforms for harming young people's mental health and contributing to the youth mental health crisis. These states are claiming Meta knowingly designed features on Instagram and Facebook that addict children to the platforms. The lawsuit filed in a federal court also claims that Meta routinely collects data on children under 13 without their parents' consent, in violation of federal law. There are currently 41 states and Washington, D.C. taking action against Meta. A major rail-to-trail project kicks off expansion on Indianapolis's northeast side. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports this stretch of the Nickel Plate Trail will go from the Indiana State Fairgrounds to Noblesville.
City, state, and community leaders gathered to break ground on the $14.8 million trail project this week. Department of Public Works Director Brandon Herget says the Nickel Plate Trail provides more than connection and transportation.
As our city continues to grow, it is imperative that we prioritize safety and sustainability. This trail is a testament to our commitment to reducing traffic congestion, lowering carbon emissions, and promoting active, healthy living.
The state invested $5 million. State Representative Carrie Hamilton says the pandemic highlighted the need.
Easy access to outdoor recreation, let alone active transportation, was really, really a huge benefit for people in their communities.
Once complete, a 41-mile connected regional trail loop will include portions of the Nickel Plate, the Noblesville Midland Trace Trail, and the Monon Trail. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
The United Auto Workers Union strike expanded. About 5,000 workers walked out of a General Motors factory in Arlington, Texas that makes SUVs. Now around 46,000 workers are on strike. This comes after Stellantis, the parent company of Jeep and Chrysler, had temporarily laid off workers across two plants in Kokomo. The layoffs came almost 5 weeks after the UAW began its strike at a Stellantis assembly plant in Toledo, Ohio. Traffic fatalities in Indiana are up 17% over the last 4 years. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports a study committee adopted its yearly report last week.
Even as fatalities increase, the number of speeding tickets and warnings in Indiana went down 12% over the last 4 years. Indiana Criminal Justice Institute Executive Director Devin McDonald told lawmakers that's not because drivers are slowing down.
I would probably attribute that more to not enough law enforcement officers on the road to truly enforce traffic laws in the state of Indiana.
McDonald says police enforcement is the primary way to reduce speeding, though the state will soon begin to use speed cameras in a few highway work zones. Besides speed, McDonald says impaired driving is a major cause of crashes and deaths, and he says drug-impaired driving now exceeds alcohol-impaired driving. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.
Indiana has one of the highest maternal mortality rates in the country. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Abigail Ruman reports.
In its review of pregnancy-related deaths in 2020, the Indiana Maternal Mortality Review Committee found that close to 78% of them were preventable. Jocelyn Cunningham is the founder of Blissful Birth Doula Services and spoke at the State of Women in Indiana conference last week. She says doulas provide one-on-one support that allows them to identify signs of preventable complications. She also says they can help patients advocate for needed care.
There are a lot of people, especially people of color, especially Black birthing people, who do not realize that they have a voice in this process.
Cunningham says doulas lead to better health outcomes. A pregnant person matched with a doula is 2 times less likely to experience a birth complication. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Abigail Ruman.
Local elections are coming up. You can find information about early voting and where to vote on Election Day at indianavoters.in.gov. For listeners in Indianapolis, we conducted City-County Council candidate surveys with the Indianapolis Recorder. You can find the candidates' answers at WFYI.org. Election Day is November 7th. That's all for today's episode of WFYI News Now. Today's podcast was produced by the following people who live in your community: Darian Benson, Kendall Antron, and me, Aubriana Heron. Our news director is Sarah Neil Estes. If you like today's episode, remember to subscribe and share, and find us wherever you get your podcasts to hear more stories about your community.